MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Christo De Wit, country manager for Luno. Christo, appreciate the early morning time. You're here this morning to help make me smarter. Something I was completely unaware of, but became aware of over the weekend with the Trump and the Melania coin. These meme coins are actually being listed on the Solana or Ethereum blockchain. In the case of the two mentioned now, I think it was Solana. You don't have to go and create your own blockchain. You essentially use, I suppose, the smart contract sort of features embedded into these coins to launch your own meme coin.
That's right, Simon. When we look at both the Solana and the Ethereum blockchains, and actually many other blockchains that currently exist, they offer the ability for developers and people to develop their own coins. So you don't have to go out and develop your own blockchain. You simply use the blockchain technology that exists, the code that is available, and then list your cryptocurrency or your decentralized app using smart contracts or your NFT on that existing blockchain. And that's why both the Ethereum and Solana blockchains are so useful and what's driving that utility.
And markedly easy. I mean, I was scratching around over the weekend again. And I mean, I'm not much of a coder at all, but I found platforms and apps and the like that would frankly do most of the legwork for me.
No, absolutely. And I mean, it's not only limited to if we look at Solana and Ethereum. If we look at a Dogecoin, for instance, it's something that's very similar to a Bitcoin, and it used most of the Bitcoin code with a few tweaks here and there, and then it launched. So because all of this is most likely open source, it's available to the public. We know that blockchain is all about transparency. It's out there. And with the advancement of technology, like you mentioned, it's so easy these days to list a coin or to create a coin in the cryptocurrency space. Now, that doesn't mean that when you create this coin using either the Solana or the Ethereum blockchain that, it's going to get any traction. I think at the moment, there are more than 20,000 cryptocurrencies in existence. Wow. So it all depends on how you market it and how you make it available publicly.
And that is the key point. Anyone with a little bit of coding can create their own meme coin. But I need, if I can't get it onto an exchange such as yourselves or a Coinbase or whatever, I mean, it's largely just not there. Perhaps the trick here is getting it onto an exchange. And I imagine there are processes that exchanges such as yourself and others would go through sort of before you would just take the Simon Super coin.
No, absolutely. And I think there's, each exchange is very different and each exchange has a very different coin listing process. But I mean, it also goes into show that what is the industry demanding, if there's significant demand in the crypto industry space. We saw over the last 3 to 4 years a significant maturing of the industry where cryptocurrencies are launched much faster. There's large scale adoption of these cryptocurrencies much faster. And also then there's a lot of regulatory change that enables this. So absolutely, I think for any cryptocurrency to gain any significant traction, it needs to be on an exchange, to make it available publicly and easily accessible. And most exchanges, including Luno, have got a very thorough selection process to make sure that, it ticks all the boxes and make sure that all due diligence has been done to make sure that, it's listed correctly. But at the end of the day, the risk and the deciding factor still sits with the investors. The investors utilizing these exchanges still need to decide whether or not this cryptocurrency fits their risk appetite, understanding fully, if it's a mainstream token versus a meme coin, and what then is paid with that risk.
Is a meme coin inherently riskier? And I'm trying to think how my thinking is going here. But I mean, in essence, a Solana or an Ethereum or I mean, the granddaddy, a Bitcoin. We understand those. The Solana and the Ethereum are very much smart contract facilities. A meme coin really is just, well, I suppose it's what it says in the sticker. It is just meme. So it is going to be certainly, I would imagine, more volatile, and just by that process, potentially riskier.
I think, absolutely. A meme coin is a highly speculative asset. It comes paired with most likely a significant event. It ties to latch onto a specific event. I think here with the Trump coin. Maybe we're seeing the same thing. But then there's also other meme coins. And I think the best example here is Dogecoin, which was created as a meme to kind of poke fun at the industry way back when it was created. And it is now developed and morphed into a fully fledged mature cryptocurrencies. So a meme coin can start out, you know, as part of the hype with the social media following, but as time goes on, and only time will tell whether or not these meme coins mature. But as a pure meme coin, highly speculative, high volatility expected, risks associated with it, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't have its place, time and place in the cryptocurrency industry, right? So there's a lot of demand for it. The cryptocurrency investors and enthusiasts are quite excited about meme coins with, you know, the potential high gains that it has initially. So each has its time and place in the industry.
I know, 100%. I take your point on that. And it is one of the core things around crypto is I mean, I don't want to say less gatekeeping because we're seeing regulation coming in, but, you know, it is, I suppose it's a buyer beware. Does this listing the meme coins on Solana, on Ethereum, does that give any benefit to them beyond the fact that it is, well, this is what they're there for, that smart contract? I mean, beyond that, is there significant benefit to either of them?
So I think the first thing we need to consider is whether, you know, a developer decides to use either Ethereum or Solana or whatever blockchain. It depends on what they want to use. I think if we look at Solana specifically, one of the advancements of Solana is also in its consensus mechanism, where it doesn't only use proof of stake, it also uses proof of history, which is a little bit technical. We won't necessarily go into all of that. But what makes Solana quite interesting is that its transaction speeds are quite significantly faster than the Ethereum blockchain. The gas fees or the transaction fees that you pay are much lower. So that is then the deciding factor of which blockchain to use. Then the native cryptocurrency on that blockchain, for instance, Ethereum as the token or Solana as the token, when there's a significant cryptocurrency listed on that blockchain that gains significant traction, like we saw now with Trump coin, it also benefits the native cryptocurrency, because then there's more trust in that blockchain, there's more investors and people going into it. Therefore, we saw the past weekend significant surge in Solana as well, paired with, you know, the significant growth that we saw from the Trump coin being launched on Solana. So there are definite benefits when there's a coin listed on a blockchain that performs well. The native cryptocurrency on that blockchain also or usually will perform well.
Yeah, and you also answered my next question there, which was, is there much difference to it? Solana would seem to be perhaps a slightly more advanced between the two. Krista De Wit, our country manager, Luna South Africa, really appreciate the early morning time. Poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. Have you bought a meme coin? I'm old school with crypto. I have Bitcoin. But have you bought a meme coin? And if you have, how did it go? I mean, did it make you vast amounts of it? Has it been a horror story? Perhaps you stay away from it. Have your vote. Have your say. LinkedIn and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.